wanna be my lover, you gotta get with my friends. Make it last forever. Friendship never ends. If you wanna be my lover, you have got to give. Taking is too easy, but that's the way it is.
So here's a story from A to Z. You wanna get with me, you gotta listen carefully. We got M in the place, who likes it in your face. You got G like MC, who likes it on an easy V. Who doesn't come for free, she's a real lady. And as for me,
you're listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
You're listening to Radio Health Journal, the trusted news source for medicine, science, and technology. I'm Elizabeth Westfield.
I'm Mayan Vosta-Betancourt.
And I'm Greg Johnson. This week, how space technology is helping people on Earth.
I think that a lot of the things that we're working on to address a resource-limited environment in spaceflight can also be applied for our most underserved patients.
But first, a routine eye surgery that ruined a young woman's career.
How many accommodations can you give to a street cop? I'm walking around carrying multiple weapons on me at all times, and I need to act in a moment's notice.
All that and more this week on Radio Health Journal.
With spring just around the corner, wouldn't it be great if you could upgrade your space? Well, Macy's is here for you. It's your last chance to catch our President's Day sale with big savings on what you need to refresh your home. Think 20 to 40% off new furniture, like our exclusive Radley Sectional, now $21.99. And take 30 to 60% off a new mattress from Hotel Collection, Serta, and more, so you can sleep better. Hurry into Macy's before this weekend is over, because our President's Day sale ends Sunday. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading ordinary brand. So, you can get back to your night. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
LASIK eye surgery has had an interesting trajectory. What started out as a lab accident is now one of the most popular elective procedures in America. Millions of patients have changed their lives in just 30 minutes since it was FDA approved in 1999.
LASIK is a two-laser procedure. The first laser creates what we call a flap in the cornea. And then the second laser is used after we lift up that flap and then laser underneath the flap, and then lay the flap back down.
That's Dr. Robert S. Fetter, professor of ophthalmology and chief of corneal and external disease services at Northwestern University Feinberg School of Medicine. Before LASIK came on the market, a different laser procedure called PRK was the standard. Instead of the flap that's created by LASIK, PRK completely removes the outer layer of cells from the cornea to reshape the tissue underneath.
And because there's no flap, there's no chance for flap displacement or wrinkles in the flap or cells growing under the flap or inflammation of the flap. All the risks related to flap making go away because there is no flap. Another way to look at this PRK versus LASIK is LASIK, if you were going to put underground sprinkling in your front lawn, you could roll up the grass, do the work, and then lay the grass back down. The next day would look like a normal front lawn. PRK, you take the grass out, you do the work, and you plant grass seed. So the next day, it looks like a dirt-filled lawn. But by a month, they would look the same as the LASIK eye.
Many LASIK patients can see more clearly the very next day after surgery, while PRK can take up to a month to heal and correct vision. Because of this fast recovery, LASIK has quickly become the go-to option. And though LASIK has one of the highest satisfaction rates of all elective procedures at over 90%, all surgeries come with risks. For the small percentage of patients who experience negative outcomes, the damage can be life-changing. Brianna Coria had only ever heard good things about the surgery. And as someone who had worn glasses since she was 5, LASIK sounded like a dream procedure.
As soon as I found out that I could get rid of glasses forever and get rid of contacts forever, I was like, oh my gosh, yes. Like, who wouldn't want to do that? Like, growing up, like, my glasses, I mean, I was close to a negative 10 when I finally wound up getting LASIK with pretty nasty astigmatism. So vision was really bad. Anybody that knows me knows that my glasses were like so thick, it was laughable.
If the bullying Coria experienced growing up wasn't enough motivation, her promising career in law enforcement became the final push she needed. So the 26-year-old began researching the ins and outs of the procedure. A big part of LASIK's high success rate is making sure each patient is a good candidate. A person's poor health or medical history can take them out of the running.
A perfect example is a dry eye. If a patient has a really dry eye, and I'm not just saying dry feeling, I'm saying diagnosed by an eye doctor that you're tear deficient or that you have exposure of the eye that could cause dryness, LASIK makes that worse. So the dryness that you're suffering with, LASIK won't help that. It'll make it worse. If the eye is too nearsighted or too farsighted, it may be beyond the scope of what the laser can treat. Another example would be if the patient has a history of retinal detachment or risks of retinal detachment, maybe family history or changes in the retina, LASIK surgery may not be so good for that patient.
Additionally, if the cornea is already thinner than average, LASIK can make it even worse and cause distorted vision and pain. There's a whole list of items that need to be evaluated by the surgeon during a consultation visit. If you're unsure about the doctor's evaluation, it's always a good idea to get a second opinion, since it could mean the difference between perfect vision and a life-altering mistake. But how do you know when you've done enough research? Coria felt like she had done her best, using all of the tools at her disposal, both online and in person.
I thought that I had done the best research that I could, you know, just scouring the internet and, you know, doing all of that and bringing those concerns to my eye doctor and saying, hey, this is something I'm interested in, but I don't want to lose my eyes. Like, I don't want to go blind, you know, because this is what I'm seeing online. And my doctor's like, oh, like, that's not something you have to worry about. It happens to such a small percentage of people. And the people that that happens to, they probably went to some kind of like a back alley kind of surgeon or a Groupon surgeon. And then not only that, they probably didn't even follow their post-op instructions. So just go to a reputable place, follow your post-op recovery instructions, and you'll be fine. Don't even worry about it.
Armed with newfound confidence, Coria went in for a consultation. They told her she was a perfect candidate and asked how soon she would like to schedule an appointment. Since first being approved, LASIK has only gotten better. Major improvements like active tracking systems have made the procedure safer and more effective.
If patients are asked to look at a blinking light, but they look a little above it or a little below it, we have an active tracking device that's tracking the movement so every laser spot is in the right place.
But while Fetter has access to the most up-to-date technology, this standard isn't a requirement. Staying on the cutting edge of this procedure is expensive, which means that some doctors could be operating with older, less accurate equipment. Still, with more than a 90% success rate, who would think that they'd fall into that small, unlucky group, especially after doing everything right? Coria went in for her surgery and knew what to expect for her recovery. Though it was quick, there's still some pain and discomfort involved in the first few hours after the procedure. When she woke up the next day, excited to experience life without glasses, there was a little blurriness, but nothing to worry about.
I did see these weird little like flecks in my vision. And I was like, that's kind of weird. I haven't like, that's not something I've seen before, like almost like TV static. And I'm like, that's really strange. I haven't noticed that before. But again, I was like, not even 24 hours after the surgery. It's probably supposed to be like that. You know, and then I wind up picking up my phone. And I'm seeing a weird drop shadow on like text on like my text messages from people. And I'm like, God, that's weird. You know, that's really strange. And then I'm like scrolling on TikTok and I'm seeing like a weird, almost like double of the picture and the text. It's like just seeing double of something else, but kind of in like a transparent way. It's like you're almost like crossing your eyes all the time.
However, it still hadn't been even 24 hours after her surgery. So Coria decided to trust the process and continue following her post-op instructions. After a couple of days, some of the blurriness eased, but her vision at night had gotten much worse.
As a police officer, you need to go into situations where it may be dark, or, you know, you need to go into a dark room or a dark basement or, you know, something like that. And I was like, I cannot safely go back to work like this. This is freaking me out. So I called the doctor and I was like, hey, doc, I'm freaking out. Can I please come back in? Can you look at my eyes? Because like I'm not better and I have to go back to work tomorrow. And he was like, yep, come back in.
But as Coria sat in his office and explained her worsening symptoms, she says he was quick to dismiss them as a normal part of the healing process. He suggested that she take a few more days off work. But when nothing had improved during that time, Coria was told these vision issues would probably resolve in a few months. Since she wasn't able to perform her duties, Coria went on short-term disability with the hope that her sight would improve as her eyes continued to heal. After 5 months, she sought out a third opinion. The new doctor confirmed her fears. There was damage, and it was irreversible.
He said, the area that they corrected on you is too small. So when your pupils get larger, because there's a lack of light, it goes over that area that was corrected. So you're seeing undercorrected vision and your old vision, which was bad, at the same time. So that's why you can't see at night. That's why you have double vision. That's why you have text ghosting and like those fuzzy images, especially in darker environments or dimly lit kind of environments. This is permanent. It's not going to get any better for you. There isn't a surgery that you can go and fix this for you. You just got to kind of really learn to live with it.
So after a total of 9 months, Coria chose to medically retire from her career in law enforcement.
I wound up meeting with my union at the time and we discussed all of my options. And I had a meeting with HR about potential accommodations. But like, I mean, let's be as honest as possible. How many accommodations can you give to a street cop? I mean, I'm walking around carrying multiple weapons on me at all times, and I need to act in a moment's notice. God forbid anything happens, and that's on me, and it's on the department. You know what I mean? Like, it was very unsafe to even think about accommodations for myself being on the street.
Despite doing everything right, Coria ended up as one of the few patients who've been disabled by LASIK surgery. She's still working on figuring out what she wants her new life path to be, but has found purpose in her online advocacy. Coria uses social media to raise awareness for the very real risk people face when choosing to have this eye surgery. Since many of these dangers come from the flap that's created during surgery, Fetter says people can avoid some of these fears by opting for PRK instead. Though it's a slower recovery and it has its own dangers that should be clearly understood by patients, PRK surgery could be a better alternative.
What they need to know is you'll have about 70% improvement at a week and about 90% improvement at a month. And the last 10% would be over a 6-month period. So while the vision improvement is front loaded, it's not like LASIK where in 2 or 3 days you're seeing 100%. So you have to be prepared for a longer postoperative recovery with PRK. But in the long run, for a particular patient with, say, a thin cornea or a small cornea or whatever the case might be, PRK might be the better way to go.
As with any procedure, it's important to research your options, weigh the risks, and go to a physician you trust. You can find more information about Dr. Robert Fetter, Brianna Coria, and all of our guests on our website, RadioHealthJournal.org. For more behind the scenes, follow Radio Health Journal on Facebook, Instagram, and X. Our writer-producer is Kristen Farah. Our executive producer is Amira Zaveri. I'm Elizabeth Westfield.
Coming up, the surprising health risks associated with space travel when Radio Health Journal returns.
Spring forward with real unlimited data from Straight Talk this tax season and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. So you can stream games during Mad March hours, check the weather for April showers, and watch gardening videos about May flowers. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 4/15/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires purchase of single line Gold Unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
With spring just around the corner, wouldn't it be great if you could upgrade your space? Well, Macy's is here for you. It's your last chance to catch our President's Day sale with big savings on what you need to refresh your home. Think 20 to 40% off new furniture, like our exclusive Radley sectional, now $21.99. And take 30 to 60% off a new mattress from Hotel Collection, Serta, and more, so you can sleep better. Hurry into Macy's before this weekend is over, because our President's Day sale ends Sunday. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Last week, we discussed the dangerous health risk astronauts face, called spaceflight-associated neuroocular syndrome, or SANS. And though not much is known about this threat, Dr. Joshua Ong, a space medicine researcher, revealed the leading theory is that an imbalance of fluid inside the astronaut's body causes increased pressure within the skull. Unfortunately, this theory is hard to prove in space. When a normal patient on Earth is experiencing intracranial pressure, it's often measured using a lumbar puncture, a procedure that's not happening on a spacecraft. And while there's current research working to create a non-invasive option, they don't know for certain that it's the correct underlying cause. Ong says another thought is that the astronauts' brains could be lifting slightly during the missions and creating a strain on the eyes.
So if the brain goes upward just a tad bit, it will pull on the optic nerve and essentially flatten the globe of the optic nerve, which is also one part of SANS, which is one of the findings of SANS. So ultimately, the thought is that the etiology of these kind of interesting constellation of findings in these astronauts is multifactorial. It could be partially increased intracranial pressure. We don't know for sure if they have high intracranial pressure. It also could be a mechanical component of the brain being like kind of shifting upwards as well.
While SANS doesn't usually occur during short trips, it's a dangerous risk for missions that take 6 months or longer. And with a mission to Mars that's expected to happen in the next decade or two, this research will be pivotal in the success of that undertaking. The first few steps scientists have taken are putting machine learning technology on the International Space Station so that astronauts can record their health status while in deep space. Additionally, part of their research has discovered that some people may be more genetically predisposed to being at high risk for SANS. This knowledge could help NASA vet the proper astronauts for a longer mission.
Who is going to be the least at risk for this? Because ultimately, the worst thing would be for the astronauts to go blind on a very long duration space flight. That would be catastrophic, especially if we're going to Mars and doing a colonization mission and they go blind. That's just a very, very unfortunate outcome for the astronaut themselves and also for the team and the safety of the team as well.
Along with looking at the genetic predisposition of prospective astronauts, Ong says vitamins can play an important role in a person's risk.
If you're deficient in certain vitamins, you have an increased risk of getting SANS. So they're looking into using vitamin supplementation, such as like B vitamins specifically.
If the health reports of astronauts in space start to show signs of SANS, they may be able to halt the symptoms by increasing the certain vitamins the astronaut is deficient in. This eye imaging technology is part of NASA's effort to get more health equipment in space.
So things such as something called an optical coherence tomography, and also like orbital ultrasound, where we kind of look at the eye itself through an ultrasound. And so those technologies allow us to understand a little bit more and helped us characterize what we know now as SANS.
Much of this technology utilizes AI. For example, the optical coherence tomography takes pictures of the back of the eye, then uses AI to analyze the image and help diagnose any issues.
There are a few ways that we are using artificial intelligence for SANS, but I think the biggest thing is basically detecting if an astronaut has SANS. And so that's really helpful because they can be subtle. And so astronauts can get scans, but these scans are very, very high quality. And especially if we're looking at a long duration spaceflight mission that's moving away from Mars, that increases the technical load and the capacity to send those high quality images back to Earth to Mission Control Center. So we want to be able to have something in-house in the space station that can automatically detect if they're having sands.
And this technology won't just be valuable in space. Ong is also excited for people on Earth to use this equipment to catch the early signs of optical nerve swelling.
Really passionate about also leveraging some of these technologies, some of these novel technologies that we have that we're developing for the space station, and also bringing them back to Earth to really help a lot of the patients, the most marginalized patients. And that's initially what brought me into medicine in the first place, working with patients that were uninsured, didn't have insurance, and they didn't have really good access to care due to barriers. And I think that a lot of the things that we're working on now to address the kind of limited, resource-limited environment in spaceflight can also be applied for our most underserved patients as well.
Ong, who serves as the editor-in-chief for the Journal of Medical Artificial Intelligence, believes AI will be able to address the barriers to care many patients experience every day.
One of the things that really affects, one of the technologies and imaging technologies that's really important for patients here on Earth, and also we believe for astronauts as well, is something called a fluorescein angiography. And that is essentially an invasive procedure where you have to put dye into the arm. And essentially, you put the dye into the arm and then you take pictures of the eye itself and you kind of see how the blood essentially permeates throughout the eye.
While it's a great option for patients on Earth, it's never been done in space, and for good reason.
The dye can cause allergic reactions or anaphylactic shock in very, very rare cases, and that would just not be great. Second of all, putting a needle into and breaking skin while in space is much more complicated than doing it on Earth. If something were to go wrong, we just have limited medical capabilities. So it's never been done before, but it can provide a wealth of information for astronauts, and it provides a wealth of information for patients on Earth. But it's also difficult to access as a patient on Earth.
In an effort to bypass this barrier, Ong's been working on using generative artificial intelligence to create the same image as the dye injection, just without any need to break skin.
It's still ongoing work, but I think that the first thing is that it will provide a lot of new information about the vasculature of the eye for astronauts and for us to understand a little bit more about how they're dealing with space, because they do have access to this non-invasive image modality, which just takes, it's the fundus photo, fundus camera that just takes an image of the eye. And if we can use generative AI to essentially create those synthetic angiograms or the fluorescein angiography, then that'll be excellent. And for patients with diabetes, you know, diabetes can affect your vision. And unfortunately, many, many Americans and many people across the world have diabetes. And using that fluorescein angiography is really incredible to provide a wealth of information as to, you know, how can we treat, where are the areas that your eye is not getting blood.
Ong believes this technology will not only increase detection of eye issues, but help expand access to these options that are often only available through a specialist.
A lot of patients, especially those in underserved communities and marginalized communities, don't have access to that, and also don't really always have access to a retina specialist or someone that can really treat and diagnose that. But they might have access to maybe an optometrist that has a fundus camera. And so we can utilize that technology to basically create that gold standard image to understand the areas of non-perfusion or areas of where, you know, maybe the diabetes is affecting your eye, and send that to a retina specialist. Then that can really increase the accessibility, being like, okay, only maybe 100 patients can see one retina specialist a day in that general area, but there are 10 optometrists in the area and they can see, you know, 100 patients as well. We don't know if they're at high risk, and they can all do the kind of generative AI technology. Then we have essentially 1,000 patients being funneled to the retina specialist, and they can basically say like, hey, these are the people at high risk. They're at high risk for losing their vision in the next 6 months. They should come see me right away.
This technology bridge helps ensure that as we make further progress into space exploration, the life still on Earth isn't left behind. You can find more information about Dr. Joshua Ong and all of our guests on our website, radiohealthjournal.org. For more behind the scenes, follow Radio Health Journal on Facebook, Instagram, and X. Our writer-producer is Kristen Farah. Our production manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Greg Johnson.
Radio Health Journal returns in just a moment.
I'm Sherry Shepherd. You've been a wonderful audience. Now, I may be a comedian, but I don't joke about pneumococcal pneumonia. If you're 50 or older, like me, you're at over 6 times greater risk of getting pneumococcal pneumonia. And I just learned that nearly 1 out of every 3 cases of invasive pneumococcal disease is in adults 50 to 64. So even if you're healthy, the CDC recommends vaccination for you. Learn more and schedule at VaxAssist.com to help protect yourself, like I did. That's VaxAssist.com, sponsored by Pfizer.
As of 9 a.m. this morning, our EV trucking company is officially in operation.
Andrew's zero-emission trucks are driving the transportation category forward.
We'll make driving safer, easier, and less stressful.
Now our technology needs to keep up with demand.
He needs to put pedal to the metal on hiring more software engineers.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Spring forward with real unlimited data from Straight Talk this tax season and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. So you can stream games during Mad March hours, check the weather for April showers, and watch gardening videos about May flowers. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 4/15/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires purchase of single line Gold Unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
With spring just around the corner, wouldn't it be great if you could upgrade your space? Well, Macy's is here for you. It's your last chance to catch our President's Day sale with big savings on what you need to refresh your home. Think 20 to 40% off new furniture, like our exclusive Radley sectional, now $21.99. And take 30 to 60% off a new mattress from Hotel Collection, Serta, and more, so you can sleep better. Hurry into Macy's before this weekend is over, because our President's Day sale ends Sunday. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Medical notes this week. How are psychedelic mushrooms related to mental health? Well, a new paper in the Journal of Psychopharmacology found psilocybin-assisted therapy could help relieve depression for up to a year. Scientists paired the magic mushrooms with psychotherapy, and patients reported reduced levels of depression up to 12 months after treatment. While psychedelics can be found relatively easily, researchers warn not to try this without proper medical supervision. Earth's natural coasts are disappearing. For the first time, experts evaluated the world's coastal areas from land and sea, giving them a comprehensive look at diminishing land. The paper, published in the Society for Conservation Biology, shows nearly 48% of coastal regions have been negatively affected by humanity. Scientists say we need to restore the Earth's coastal areas before they're completely wiped away. And finally, do mosquitoes care about your fashion sense? New research suggests a common species of mosquito fly toward colors like red, orange, and black. They ignore others such as green, blue, purple, and white. Our breath alerts mosquitoes to a potential host, and they start scanning for specific colors, according to the findings published in Nature Communications. Unfortunately, human skin emits a strong red-orange signal, so maybe add a bit more cool-toned clothing to your wardrobe this summer. And that's Medical Notes this week. I'm Mayon Vosta-Betancourt.
Okay, I have to tell you, I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
Gain Super Flings are here to take your laundry to the next level.
Talking about Gain Super Flings. Super size laundry packs. These things are huge. Super fresh, super clean. Gain Super Flings.
Gain Super Flings laundry packs have 4 times the Oxi cleaning power and 3 times the Febreze freshness versus Gain Original Liquid.
Super fresh, super clean.
Gain Super Flings for next level laundry.
Thank you for joining us this week and every week as we break down the science stories you need to know. You can find all of our past segments and guests on our website, radiohealthjournal.org, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and X for daily content. And tune in next week for another edition of Radio Health Journal.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's political action committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
The annual Brewer Bus Trip is back. Join us Saturday, June 21st as we travel to downtown Minneapolis to watch the Brewers take on the Twins. Space is limited, so grab your spot today. This is a one-day adventure. Cost is $100, which includes your ticket, parking, and a comfortable ride on a Krug tour bus. Call today to reserve your spot. 715-762-3221. Brewer Bus Trip 2025. Saturday, June 21st with 98Q Country and Trail Mix 103.1 FM.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, mostly cloudy, little breezy, lows in the mid-teens. Sun's back for tomorrow, high in the upper 30s, and breezy once again. Some sun and warmer Monday, highs in the low 50s. Rain and snow possible Tuesday. Currently, it's 19 degrees.
This week on Viewpoints.
I didn't bring a lunch with me to work that day because I'm like, I don't know if I'm even going to be able to eat this today because I might not be here.
One fired federal worker speaks out. Then
there are times where we need to speak up and say, hey, you know, it's time for me to go to bed. I have things to do tomorrow. I'm going to leave.
The importance of setting boundaries in relationships. I'm Marty Peterson.
And I'm Gary Price. These stories in depth this week on your public affairs magazine, Viewpoints.
Spring forward with real unlimited data from Straight Talk this tax season and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. So you can stream games during Mad March hours, check the weather for April showers, and watch gardening videos about May flowers. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 4/15/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires purchase of single line Gold Unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
With spring just around the corner, wouldn't it be great if you could upgrade your space? Well, Macy's is here for you. It's your last chance to catch our President's Day sale with big savings on what you need to refresh your home. Think 20 to 40% off new furniture, like our exclusive Radley sectional, now $21.99. And take 30 to 60% off a new mattress from Hotel Collection, Serta, and more, so you can sleep better. Hurry into Macy's before this weekend is over, because our President's Day sale ends Sunday. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
On Valentine's Day, Eric Anderson went into work like any other day. As a biological science technician for the National Park Service, Anderson spends most of his days at the Indiana Dunes National Park. When he's not at the dunes, he's out in the field setting up prescribed burn units across the Great Lakes region. This upkeep reduces the risk of fast-spreading wildfires. He's been with the Park Service since 2021 and has felt secure in his role. But this all quickly changed at the beginning of last month. He started hearing unsettling news. Some of his colleagues had been laid off or were outright fired. Naturally, he began worrying about his future.
We knew that there was something in the works. We knew that they had asked park superintendents to send any of their probational employees, send that information up the chain. And I knew that they were also making the case that, no, we really need to keep these people. They're essential to our program. We can't lose these folks. And I was suspicious that, yeah, we know what's going to happen. We know they're going to start calling employees. And as soon as the fork in the road email that was sent out to everyone saying, we're at a fork in the road, you can voluntarily retire now and get your full salary up through September. When the court discussions on that finally ended and allowed them to then close that offering, so it extended like a couple weeks past, then the next day is when they started the firings.
And on the 14th of February, these measures, led by the newly created Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, hit Anderson firsthand.
I went into work. I didn't bring a lunch with me to work that day because I'm like, I don't know if I'm even going to be able to eat this today. I said to my supervisor in the morning, I said, you know, if it comes and it comes to you and you find out, just tell me. Don't sugarcoat it. Like, you know, again, faithful employees, civil servants, we're there and we're following rules. And when they tell us to do stuff, then that's what we do. Around 3 o'clock, it came. The cover is like, you're being terminated. And attached are the letters saying with all the information. And it's like, are you kidding me? You're just going to fire me by email. You're not even going to have someone come in and say, I truly expected it to be given to my supervisor and said, Eric, we have to let you go. But no, it was just fired via email. So that was really frustrating.
The email came from a Department of Interior official who claimed that Anderson had failed to meet performance standards. This directly conflicted with a recent evaluation he had undergone where he received word that he'd exceeded expectations. For Anderson, he's left feeling confused and frustrated, and he's far from alone.
We have 2.4 million federal employees, and they work in all these different departments, and a lot of the services that people in the public, the Americans, receive in the way of benefits and other kinds of services come from these federal programs. And so what the Trump administration wants to do is diminish the budget and the size of these federal departments, which means the massive layoffs and firings of significant high number of employees, which will impact your ability to get these services. And that's why it's more than just employees losing their jobs. I think the whole country is impacted by it.
That's Victor Narro, a professor of labor studies and project director for the University of California, Los Angeles Labor Center. Narro says that many of the firings and layoffs target probationary employees like Anderson, who are either new hires or have been recently promoted within their agency and are still in a trial period. But the cuts may not stop there. Other employees could find themselves on the chopping block in a matter of months.
There was a memo issued by the Office of Management and Budget. It was a memo to all the federal departments that they had to submit a work plan of how they're going to downsize and decrease their workforce and how they plan to implement that work plan by September 30th. Because our layoffs now are with probationary employees. Every department has a probationary employee system. It ranges from a few months to a year. Those have been the layoffs, you know, a notification to the probationary employees that your probation period is ended, you're no longer necessary, you're terminated. But what he's talking about now is by September 30th, they need to begin the implementation of a plan to go beyond the probationary employees, the actual employees, to downsize.
Agencies like the National Park Service play a crucial role in America, so why are they being downsized? Since the early 20th century, there have been movements to create a smaller federal government. President Ronald Reagan also tried to reduce the federal workforce in the 80s, but was unsuccessful. Today, these reductions are being pushed by the Department of Government Efficiency, which is overseen by tech billionaire Elon Musk. The department's aim is to cut wasteful government spending, and they claim their efforts have already saved the U.S. $65 billion. However, the accuracy of this number has already been called into question by many experts. According to Musk, these savings will bring down the national debt, reduce inflation, and even lower taxes. However, Narro argues that these cuts don't just impact government workers, but will funnel down and lead to issues for all Americans when critical agencies become underfunded and understaffed.
Like Medicaid and other similar departments that offer services, you have a decrease in employees. You're going to have a decrease in the quality of the services. People are going to have to wait longer. People are going to have limited hours to go and get their services. And that's an impact then on the needs that we have, our quality of life, our needs that we have, depending on the kind of services that you are always relying on. That's another major impact. And I think that's a significant impact that goes beyond just the employment status of the federal employees.
Anderson is also worried about America's future in the midst of these big cuts. Like many Park Service employees who work on prescribed burn units, he had a red card, meaning he could be pulled in to fight fires across the U.S. in a time of emergency. For instance, if needed, he would have been called on to help with the recent Los Angeles fires. As many with this experience are now out of jobs, he fears what could happen the next time a disaster hits.
When we're in a wildfire season, where it's not just one small area of the country where wildfires are breaking out, think back to a couple of years ago when Well, even this last year, California was on fire in many places. Oregon was on fire. Idaho was on fire. Colorado was on fire. And all of the regular fire forces, fire people that are that do primary fire, all the hotshot crews, they were all busy. They were all like tied in. There's a shortage of people. So that's when they move up what's called the planning level. So they basically the emergency planning level for the country. So we were up at PL5, which is the highest level. And that's more of like an administrative code. So when the planning level is that height, that basically says anyone who works within federal entities, federal agencies that is red carded, they can now be activated and brought in to help because this is an all hands on deck situation. Many of the folks that were fired through these actions were the fire militia. So what's that going to mean for wildland fire season this year? I don't know.
For let-go employees like Anderson who disagree with the government's decision, there is an option to appeal through the U.S. Merit Systems Protection Board. But with so many cases flooding the system all at once, the agency is backlogged. To make matters worse, the board itself has been subject to downsizing and budget cuts, only worsening Anderson's and others' chances of getting their jobs back.
They have the Merit Systems Protection Board to file a complaint, and then it's heard by an investigator, and it goes before the administrative judge. The problem with that is it can take anywhere from a few months to a year for you to get your cases heard. The Trump administration, he's terminated employees in that board, and he's downsizing that budget. So this board, which is the only avenue for federal employees to file a complaint, is now being diminished itself, so it's going to create backlogs. Normally, employees doesn't want to wait that long, so they just leave and move on to another job in the private sector or maybe a state government job.
Despite issues with the board, a federal judge in California has temporarily paused the mass firings, calling the Trump administration directives illegal. One upside is that several agencies, including the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and U.S. Department of Agriculture, have reversed many of these firings, reinstating thousands of workers. As these legal challenges make their way through court, cutting government spending still remains a top priority for the Trump administration. But beyond policy debates and court battles, losing a job can be incredibly devastating. No matter the paycheck or position, Anderson reminds us that it's a difficult period for him and many other Americans who are trying to pick up the pieces.
I've been working as an ecologist and a forester, mostly in the private sector since about 2006 or so, 2007, something like that. And I made a decision. I made a career change to say, I'm going to put all in with the National Park Service. I took a significant pay cut for the trajectory I was going on in my career, noting that I would have security and I could be focusing on the mission of taking care of America's parks. And I wanted that mission and that responsibility. And now, as I'm starting to look for other positions, man, when you work for a mission base and a mission focus, your heart really has to be in there. But it's really hard to fall in love with something that isn't what you were doing or the trajectory that you were working toward. It's rough. It's also at a time where, fortunately, I didn't have to move. I didn't have to uproot and leave, but I do live in Chicago and I live, and it's freaking expensive to live in Chicago and to not have income is pretty serious.
To find out more about Eric Anderson, Victor Narro, and all our featured guests, visit viewpointsradio.org. The segment was written and produced by Grace Galante. Our executive producer is Amira Zaveri. Our studio manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Gary Price.
Coming up, why self-care is about more than just face masks and getting enough rest when Viewpoints returns.
With Progressive's collision coverage, my family gets up to $1,000 for vet bills if I'm injured in a car accident. And that makes this Chihuahua really feel like part of the family. What's that? I don't sound like a Chihuahua? Oh, I'm sorry. What exactly am I supposed to sound like? I guess all Chihuahuas are high-strung, riding around in expensive designer purses. Actually, I prefer riding in cars. So I appreciate that my family protects me with Progressive's pet collision coverage. Okay, maybe I am a little high-strung. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Coverage for dogs and cats is included with the purchase of collision coverage and is subject to policy terms.
Fabrice.
Fabric Talk.
Hello, my love. I am your living room carpet. I see everything. I feel everything. After a while, I smell like everything, including Sir Pickles, who you snuggle with while binging that dating show you can't stop watching. So, how about we freshen things up with Fabrice Fabric Spray? Oh, and a big spray for my pals, couch and ottoman. Ah, yes, refreshing.
Breathe happy, Fabrice. La 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 la.
What if your limited inventory had unlimited potential? What if your biggest risk was not taking one? What if you could make every move matter? Bank of America's Business Solutions can help bring your biggest what-ifs within reach. Find out how our digital tools, cutting-edge insights, and trusted expertise can work for your business. What would you like the power to do? Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. Bank of America is proud to be the official bank sponsor of FIFA World Cup 2026.
With spring just around the corner, wouldn't it be great if you could upgrade your space? Well, Macy's is here for you. It's your last chance to catch our President's Day sale with big savings on what you need to refresh your home. Think 20 to 40% off new furniture, like our exclusive Radley Sectional, now $21.99. And take 30 to 60% off a new mattress from Hotel Collection, Serta, and more, so you can sleep better. Hurry into Macy's before this weekend is over, because our President's Day sale ends Sunday. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
The importance of self-care has been front and center over the last few years. This means placing a greater emphasis on what do I need. While a day of pampering or a weekend away could bring temporary relaxation, the answer often lies in deeper change. For some, developing better boundaries in relationships is part of this transformation. Nedra Glover Tawab helps adults define and set these boundaries. She's a licensed therapist, social worker, and relationship expert. She explains why so many people struggle to put themselves first.
Often we're unclear what the boundary is. We're unclear that we have the ability to set them. So I think about this discovery of boundaries as, what is the problem that you would most like to fix in the relationship? And what are the possible solutions? The solution is often the boundary. And learning how to not just recognize the boundary, but communicate that need to another person can be very healthy and helpful for your relationships.
Tawab says that relationships peak and wane as people change. Sometimes a friendship or family relationship now feels draining and unhealthy, but it's kept up for years because it's easier to avoid confrontation.
We have to know that hard conversations are necessary conversations. If they weren't easy, if they weren't hard, we would be able to do it without having reservations and guilt. We have to be able to talk ourselves through the process of doing uncomfortable things and really not identifying ourselves as the bad guy or the person with the problem. There are so many times where we get really hard on ourselves because we have to place a boundary. We have to have a conversation with someone. And it is okay to feel uncomfortable about it, but it certainly doesn't mean that you're a bad person.
Tawab gives one example where a client was on the receiving end of this conversation.
One that I can think of that is more recent is someone dealing with a person not wanting as much contact as they wanted. And how do you communicate that to a person? Sometimes it's you not answering your phone as much. It may be you saying to them, I don't have the availability during these times. Having those conversations are really tough. And I think they're also really helpful for you. It helps you with your resentment towards the person. It reduces your agitation. It changes your stress level just to talk to the person about the thing you're constantly thinking about in the relationship.
And sometimes feelings can bubble up in different ways if these discussions never happen. One common emotion is showing passive-aggressive behavior.
Even when a person senses, hey, is there something wrong? We may say, oh, no, I'm fine. And they're saying that because they're noticing something. They're noticing a shift in your mood. They notice that your behavior is different. So instead of claiming to be okay, it is very brave of you to say, I am upset about this because, or this thing bothered me. In our relationships, we can certainly reduce the passive-aggressive behaviors with honesty.
Tawab says that leading with what you're feeling and why you're feeling this way can be helpful. It might be difficult, but focus on staying calm and level-headed. Also, before meeting up with the person, set time and place boundaries. Meet in a public space, like a park or cafe, and come up with a reason why you need to leave.
There are times where, you know, we need to speak up and say, hey, you know, it's time for me to go to bed. I have things to do tomorrow. I'm going to leave.
Speaking up and setting boundaries is never easy, but it's necessary. Tawab points out that sometimes, even after having open conversations and setting boundaries, it may be time to let a certain friendship, family relationship, or romantic relationship go. Here are some potential signs.
You continuously talk about the same problem with no resolution. The situation in the relationship has become unsafe. You notice that the situation is starting to impact your mental health. The situation is impacting your ability to function in your life or in other relationships. A lot of the signs that we may see may be internal. We may start to have stomach issues or headaches or panic when we need to see a person. Those can all be indicators that something really serious is going on and we need to respond to it.
If this response is necessary, keep in mind that it may not always be a good idea to confront the person face to face. Tawab notes that each person's situation can look a little different.
In some relationships, it can be not safe to share, right? There are some situations where if you share, you are the victim of further abuse. You may be talked about in some derogatory way. There may be some level of abuse. So there needs to be clarity within yourself. Is this a person I can even speak to? Because if the relationship is really egregious, it might be something where you need to say something and not have a conversation.
Relationships are part of life, and it's natural for them to come and go. It's how people learn to approach and communicate in relationships that can make all the difference. To find out more about this topic, how to set boundaries, and our guest, Nedra Glover Tawab, head to viewpointsradio.org. To find mental health care near you, we recommend using the directory compiled by Psychology Today. Head to the magazine's website, psychology-today.com, and click Find a Therapist to search for nearby providers. This story was written by executive producer Amira Zavery and originally aired in March of 2023. I'm Marty Peterson.
Viewpoints returns in just a moment.
Spring forward with real unlimited data from Straight Talk this tax season and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. So you can stream games during Mad March hours, check the weather for April showers, and watch gardening videos about May flowers. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 4/15/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires purchase of single line Gold Unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Can your pad absorb everything and stay fresh? Always Radiant with Flex Foam can. Get up to zero leaks, zero odor, and zero feel. Because Flex Foam is the only pad with a flexible foam core. You heard me, foam. Always Radiant is so thin, it feels like nothing, yet protects like nothing else. Can your pad do that? For up to 100% leak-free protection, try Always Radiant to see what Flex Foam can do for you.
This is Viewpoints Explained. I'm Ebony McMorris. More couples are adding an extra item to their wedding to-do list: premarital counseling. A recent survey by The Knot found that out of 17,000 engaged or just married couples, about a third went to couples therapy.
For Gen Zers, this number is higher at 39%, and the demand is growing. Data from mental health tech company Headway shows that family and couples therapy appointments increased by more than 50% over the last 2 years. Once seen as a last-ditch effort to save a failing marriage, couples therapy is now viewed as a way to maintain a healthy and happy partnership. And it's not just about avoiding divorce. Many people say they don't want to repeat the patterns they saw in their parents' marriages. One upside is that therapy offers a neutral and supportive space to have difficult conversations about common relationship issues like where money is being spent or how couples talk to each other in moments of conflict. Experts say that while premarital therapy can fix a relationship, it can help couples gain the right tools as they move into this next chapter. And for a growing number of young people, it's becoming just as important as picking a venue or choosing what's on the menu. That's Viewpoints Explained for this week. More in a moment.
Welcome to Culture Crash, where we examine what's new and old in entertainment. The big winner at this year's Academy Awards ended up being Anora, a small indie production that muscled its way to 5 Oscars, including Best Actress for Mikey Madison. With the other 4 wins, Sean Baker became just the second person to win 4 Oscars in one night, joining the company of Walt Disney, and the first person to win 4 Oscars for the same movie ever. Baker's haul included trophies for Best Original Screenplay, Best Editing, Best Directing, and of course, Best Picture. While Anora represents a huge breakthrough for Sean Baker, he's someone who's been building a resume as one of the most dedicated indie directors around for decades. His films tell gritty stories that often feature very small budgets and a lot of non-actors in major roles. This approach, plus experiments like shooting his film Tangerine on an iPhone, have kept Baker's movies firmly tied to the reality of our world. My personal favorite Baker movie is The Florida Project from 2017, which shows audiences the life of a 6-year-old girl living in a budget motel close to Disney World. Mooney watches and even helps out as her mother tries to scrape together enough money to keep them both alive. The film's ultra-realism makes it a somber journey, but like so much of Baker's work, it tells an urgent, modern story that echoes the real experiences of people living in our country. Sean Baker is a rare breed, an artist who could make the jump to bigger, more commercial work for an easier payday, and yet for years has remained dedicated to keeping his independence as a filmmaker and only telling exactly the kinds of stories he wants to tell. And now, with a record-setting Oscar haul behind him, the wait begins for whatever comes next from writer, director, editor, and do-it-all filmmaker Sean Baker. I'm Evan Rook.
With spring just around the corner, wouldn't it be great if you could upgrade your space? Well, Macy's is here for you. It's your last chance to catch our President's Day sale with big savings on what you need to refresh your home. Think 20 to 40% off new furniture, like our exclusive Radley Sectional, now $21.99. And take 30 to 60% off a new mattress from Hotel Collection, Serta, and more, so you can sleep better. Hurry into Macy's before this weekend is over, because our President's Day sale ends Sunday. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
When it comes to great deals on tax prep, Jackson Hewitt isn't holding back, and neither is this commercial. Their offer is so big, it has to be said with Reverb. Expert tax prep for $149 or less. It's a deal so spectacular, it needs a symphony, some explosions, and a clock ticking, because this offer, $149 or less, ends soon. One expert tax prep for $149 or less? Try Jackson Hewitt today and save. Whew. Limited time offer for new clients on federal returns. Participating locations only. Terms at jacksonhewitt.com/149.
And that's Viewpoints for this week. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to learn more about upcoming shows. And find a library of past programs on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify. Plus, you'll always find previous segments and more information about our guests at viewpointsradio.org. Join us again next week for another edition of Viewpoints.
You're listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.